I often think of the heavens your hands have made and of the moon and stars you put in place. Then I ask, why do you care about us humans?
You are the one who put me together inside my mother's body, and I praise you because of the wonderful way you created me. Everything you do is marvellous. Of this I have no doubt.
Just for the next couple of minutes, I want to think a bit about the story of creation that we heard earlier. Because I think often people think that the story of creation is about how the world is made. But I don't think it is about how the world is made. I actually think that in the Bible, the creation story tells us about who we are and about what we're here for. So there are three things I want to pull out of the story that we heard earlier that tell us about who we are. And I'm going to need some people to help me. So if I can have a first helper, that would be great. Let's have this young man in the middle. Wonderful. If you come and stand on the top step over here. Because in our Bible story, what we heard is that when God made something, he said that it was good. Exactly. And that our world is wonderful, and actually our world is there to be enjoyed. So the first thing I think comes out of the creation story is that we are meant to enjoy God's good world. That means we are meant to enjoy being outside playing football, because our world's wonderful. We should be out in the sunshine on a day like today after we've been to church, because obviously that's very important first. If football's not your game, we should be outside enjoying rugby. If rugby's not your game, maybe you want to get outside and enjoy God's good world by playing. You're meant to hold them all at the same time. That's better. Or perhaps you just think, actually, it's just fantastic to have fresh air. Maybe I'm going to get out of that kite I've never got round to flying and fly the kite. Now, I have to say, I don't like the cold weather at all. But actually, God didn't just make all the wonderful things outside this building. He made things like music as well. And music is good too. It's good, isn't it? So if you don't like the cold weather, enjoy the wonderful music that we have in our world. And as well as that, God made all things of beauty. He made us to enjoy art as well, whether we're the one who's making the art or whether we're the one who's just appreciating the art. So God's world is very, very good, and we are meant to enjoy it. So this week, enjoy the good things in life. Second thing, Andy, I need you. You can come and stand on the middle of the step. I've got something for you. Here you go, Andy. It's not actually an early Valentine's present. Sorry. It's a reminder that in the creation story, we're told that God made us and we are very special. We are so very special. God loves us deeply. And so the second thing we're meant to remember is that actually we matter. We are precious. We're special. We reflect God. We look a bit like him. And sometimes there are mornings where we get up and look in the mirror and feel a bit rubbish. On those days, it's good to remember we're special. But there are also times where we need to remember that the person next to us is special as well, that they matter to God, that they are loved by God. So that's the first thing, is that we're to enjoy God's good world. The second thing is to remember that we are special to God. And our third thing, and I need one more volunteer. Let's have another one of the scouts. At the very end of the story, God looked at the good world he'd made. He'd been enjoying his world. And then he decided, if you just hold this under your chin like that, God decided to rest. I don't think God had a Thunderbird's duvet, but I could be wrong. The third thing that we are made for is we are made to rest. And goodness me, lots of us work so very hard and we are not so great at resting. But we are. We're meant to take time to do something that helps us remember who God is, that helps us remember who we are, and that restores our body and our mind. So for me, these are the three most important things in the creation story. That our world is really, really good, and we are supposed to enjoy it. That we are incredibly special to God. He loves us deeply, and we're made to reflect him and look like him. And last of all, we are made to rest, and it is okay to put your feet up now and again and watch the telly or have a glass of something you like to drink and just take time to slow down. So those for me are the three most important things in our creation story. Let's give them a little round of applause. And Andy, you do get to keep the chocolates. You do.